AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Now they'll want to know who else helped him. David Sweat, the remaining inmate who busted out of Dannemora Prison in upstate New York 3 weeks ago, took off running after being spotted yesterday walking along a road near the Canadian border. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says the trooper who spotted him was working alone.
At some point running across a field, he realized that Sweat was going to make it to a tree line and possibly could have disappeared, and he fired two shots from his service weapon, his handgun, hitting Sweat twice in the torso.
David Sweat in critical condition this morning at a hospital in Albany. The other killer who broke out of prison with him, Richard Matt, was shot and killed last week by police. Meanwhile, a prison guard accused of helping the men escape goes to court today. Gene Palmer's attorney says he didn't know the frozen hamburger meat that he'd given the inmates before they escaped had tools hidden in it. A convicted killer who escaped from prison in North Carolina on Saturday is back behind bars this morning, found walking along a road 80 miles from the prison. A prison kitchen worker is charged with helping Christopher McNeil escape. Overseas now to Greece, where protesters flooded the streets of Athens yesterday over the country's troubled finances. Banks and ATMs are shut down there today as the Greek government tries to keep the country's financial system from collapsing. But this resident says the bailout plan is too tough.
They want our freedom. They want our rights. They want our properties. They want our homeland.
The prime minister called for a referendum on creditors' proposals for change. Meanwhile, Spain brushing off suggestions that if Greece leaves the eurozone, it would be bad for Spain. This is AP Radio News. Just in time for the July 4th holiday, the price of gas is dropping. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
With 41.9 million people projected to hit the road for the holidays, they'll be glad to hear the average price of gasoline has dipped 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.85 a gallon. Fuel industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The up influences on gasoline prices seem to be weaker than the down influences. So unless crude oil jumps, we'll probably see further declines.
San Diego has the highest prices, averaging $3.52 a gallon. Jackson, Mississippi is the lowest at $2.44. Diesel prices also fell 2 cents. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Luke is leaving General Hospital for good next month. Anthony Geary, who plays Luke Spencer on the TV soap, is leaving the show on July 27th after nearly 30 years. Luke and Laura's TV wedding was the biggest moment in daytime television history. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.